Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ became poor, although he was rich, so that by his poverty you might become rich. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, I say to you, it will be hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and said, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For men this is impossible, but for God all things are possible." Then Peter said to him in reply, "We've given up everything and followed you. What will there be for us?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, that you who have followed me in the new age, when the Son of Man is seated on his throne of glory, will yourselves sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has given up houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for the sake of my name will receive 100 times more and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord. It makes one wonder these days when we hear, when we turn on the television we hear somebody saying, "It's been a great day today because the stock market has gone up again by 200, 300 points. When over 170,000 people in the country have died, we wonder how that could be so important. And for many people, the stock market seems to be the main interest in life. Hopefully that's not your main interest, those of you who are listening to me this morning. Many, many people, since the pandemic began, and the market has become very volatile, have made a lot of money. Made a lot of money. Whilst many people today in our country and here are going hungry. People are worried sick, and I mean worried sick, about not having money to pay the rent, to buy food. Meanwhile, our political leaders are squabbling about what to do next, while many people are going hungry. How does that fit in with the gospel this morning? Well, thank God we have places like Holy Family Giving Bank. I happened to be out walking yesterday morning at 7 o'clock, and I passed by our giving bank, and there was lots and lots of people there lined up. We live in a very rich area, very wealthy, in a very wealthy country. Why are so many people today dependent on food banks? Can we say we're really following what Jesus and listening to what Jesus is saying in the gospel this morning. If you are in the position at the moment where you are having three meals a day, you're not worried about where the next meal is coming from, believe me, you are blessed. You are blessed. Indeed you are. And you have no real worries. If you're secure in your home, you're not in danger of losing your home or losing the roof over your head. You are blessed. Believe me, you are blessed. I consider myself very blessed at the moment. And so don't complain about this is bad or things are bad. They could be much worse. Think of the people who are out there suffering at the moment. No wonder Jesus said in the gospel this morning, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. If you are rich, wealthy, think about that. Mind you, Jesus does say, don't lose hope. For me or for you to enter the kingdom of God is almost impossible. But only God ultimately can save us. So we got to trust in the Lord. We really have. And count your blessings. Count your blessings. I every day, not just once, not just twice, not just 10 times, but over and over and over again, I count my blessings.